It's Earth Tribe Radio.
And today we're going to be talking about, in this show, birthing backwards.
I love this. I love this expression. You've used it a couple of times before. And can I tell the little story about... So years ago, I'm sitting at the Chateau Marmont. Go on, you can turn the air conditioning off while I'm telling this story. So I'm sitting at this lovely Hollywood hotel. I was filming something. And sitting in the foyer of the hotel, or the lounge of the Chateau Marmont, was the British actor David Hemmings, who said, "Oh, Jill, just the person I wanted to see. I'm going to make this movie, and I want you to be in it." And he never made the movie. Somebody may have out of the book, and I will try to find the name of the book. But the story, very quickly, is two young, lovely people who are totally in love. I mean, young, they're young, and they're sitting in a field. It's beautiful. Life is wonderful. And then one of them realized they're about to be born. And the other, "Well, wait a minute. Well, how are we going to find each other? Because then you're going to be born, and where are we getting born to?" And so there's a little bit of anxiety about being born, and would they find each other once they were both born? So the book then proceeds for each of their lives, and how there's something that they both see in different parts of the world, and it's a poster of a field. And they realize there's a connection there, and that there is a connection. Both of them have got married to different people, they've got families, etc. But they finally find out where this field is and meet, and they do come together at the end. It's a beautiful, beautiful story, and it's all about teaching us that dying, all dying is birthing backwards, yes, like you call it.
Well, it's never an dying, birthing backwards is never an end. It's a beginning. And I know different cultures, different religions, different things have different ideas on this, but we're pretty much in sync, you and I. And this is because when we're pulling inwards, when we're dying, even when we're starting to age, we're starting to pull inwards. You know, it's very interesting if you look at... when we're very young, we can't walk so well and we're struggling. And then when we're very old, we're walking so. And as little ones, we don't have the rational brain so much yet, not until 6 or 7 or 11, or the brain
can't
changes.
So we sit in condemnation of ourselves or our situation.
No. So and as we age with dementia, that kind of happens as well. So that things, we get the, it's pulling back into that one space of the one. So when we're looking at somebody starting to dissolve, and that's what dementia really is their mind is dissolving, and along with that, slowly usually the body starts to go too. We just remember that, as you said to your mum, you're going back towards enlightenment. Yes. It's like the only thing that prevents us, and people struggle and try and study and do whatever they can to get back to get to enlightenment. With dementia, just makes people naturally enlightened.
Yes, yeah.
Not that it's something we would necessarily want, but when you can't remember something and you're frustrated with yourself, just say, okay, just give myself time. As I'm slowly aging, I'm starting to slip more into this enlightened space.
So, I know, it's hard to learn because we are used to, you know, it's funny, I think we've talked about this before. When I think of myself, I think of myself as like 18, you know, in my head. And so I, in that way, I had a lot of energy. I could do a lot of things. I could multitask. I could do a lot of things at once. And now at the age of 72, I realize I'm still trying to do what I was doing then. And, you know, I have to slow down. I need to, you know, walk actually more slowly as things, as I start to birth backwards. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and it's a slow process. It isn't something that, I mean, for some people it's not. Like with the gentleman I worked with, he had Parkinson's for a long time, but suddenly the Lewy body came in, and the Lewy body's fast. That's a dementia that works very fast. And so he disappeared pretty quickly and steadily. But for the majority of people, it's just a slow pulling backwards. And we fight it because everything in this culture tells us that is wrong.
Yes, and also because we feel we need to control things.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
it's very scary all of a sudden to not have the control of something. So it would really be a good thing to find a few tools to use so that you can birth yourself backwards or encourage people to support you in this. And it might take 20 years. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, sometimes if you don't have the Lewy body, it can take a long time. But if it's happening to you and you can recognize it, change the way you think about it. And the way you think about it could be, hey, I'm birthing backwards. Yeah. I'm going to the enlightenment. And now I get to let go of all those silly things I was taught that mean nothing, mm-hmm. absolutely mean nothing. And I wonder if this is a good time to write
to read that
Steve quote?
Jobs, yes.
Yeah, let me.
Steve Jobs, as we know, he couldn't be more successful or more wealthy. He's a billionaire, and he's, you know, created a company from nothing and technology that, you know, has kind of overtaken the world. So this is a question. He died fairly young. How old was he?
I don't know.
50 something. And he wrote this before he died.
Well, wait a minute. Let me find
it. I gotta find it in this book.
But he's written something as he was dying that really helped a lot of people. And so the gift of Steve Jobs continues, not just through what he did at Apple, but...
Well, he was a very difficult man, I hear, in his life, a very controlling man, obviously. He probably had to be like that so that he could create this phenomenal company that he created and everything. But what he discovered en route, and you know, he was a meditator. I think he was a vegan even. He was looking to find that space.
Yeah.
And this is what he said.
This is what he says. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. And birthing backwards is going back to your heart and divesting. You are divesting yourself of all the rubbish you were forced to learn or think about or judge yourself with.
Yeah, and reminding ourselves that even though those things have been difficult in our life, as far as expanding more, they've all been helpful as well. So no matter how painful they were, we were expanding through them. But the birthing backwards is something, you know, where you'll find these little moments and you say, oh, this is a birthing backwards moment. Feel my feet, put the corners of my lips up. Mm. Let me just give into it and relax into it and say, that will come in a minute. I have a very funny other picture. Not only do I think of billions of files in my head, but I have a picture of an animation of all these little people up there trying to find the files for me. So I make it kind of funny for myself. So if I can't find it, I go, okay, guys, find that file. And I just wait, and it always comes. And as long as you just relax into it. When you're birthing, start to birth backwards. And again, for most people, that's a very slow process. Just give into it and relax. If you fight it and you struggle with it, you'll suffer terribly. But you cannot, I'm sure there's the different, you know, vitamins, minerals, earth bathing, you know, laying on the earth, putting your feet on the earth, all of that.
Forest bathing.
Yes, forest bathing and making sure every hour if you're sitting, you get up for 2 minutes. They say that's very important. So not looking at a computer for an hour before you go to sleep or an hour after you get up, really that it excites the brain and makes it go too fast because the brain is in delta when it sleeps. And if you get up really fast and have to start to look at the speed of electricity or the light coming from the computer or any of the other technology, you start to try to push your brain real fast and it's not good for the brain. It weakens the brain. So just try to either get your filters on your computer screens, your pads, iPad or your phone. Your phone has an iPhone has a natural thing that you can make it darken from sunrise to sunset to sunrise, and it makes the screen a little darker. So look into those things, but do all the things that you can to strengthen your brain, to give it strength and to give it, you know, youth. But at the same time, when you're doing all those things and it still has a senior moment, mm-hmm. just say, oh, this is a moment of birthing backwards. And for many people, that's very, very scary because they feel like they're disappearing or losing themselves. But what you're going to find on the other side is so much more beautiful.
I know. And also just keep telling yourself, I'm not losing myself. I'm losing the external mental stuff, which doesn't really matter.
And it's not who we are. We are this exquisite vastness that's within us. And it's not so scary if you practice going to that throughout your day with the stop, drop into the corners, the lips, feel your feet, have a quiet moment, and then go on with your day. The more that you incorporate connecting to that place that you are, we are, the more that when you're faced with death or when you're faced with these moments, it's not so scary.
Wow, this has been beautiful. This is Earth Tribe Radio. Enjoy as you age and start to birth backwards. Enjoy it.